Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser has called in. Billy, I forgot that you were calling in today because I wanted to talk to you the other day when we were talking about litter. And so you just came back from Canada. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
I'm going to tell you, Scoot.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Don't use a debit card.
Really?
Tear it up. The guy that was in the movie Catch Me If You Can, the real guy.
Yeah.
He made everybody take his card out and cut it up. When he was speaking, he said, it's the one thing the bank doesn't have to give you money if they steal your number or your card. Use a credit card. Get rid of the debit card.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you that tip.
I'm gonna do that. Now, Billy, when you went to Canada, did you fly first class?
I did, but I paid for my... Okay. I always pay for my upgrade.
I wanted to give you an opportunity to say that.
You know, when people get on the plane and say, how you doing, Lieutenant Governor? I say, I paid for the seat. After the third time... The stewardess said, why do you keep telling people that? And I said, because the mayor flies, and I don't want people in the back of the plane thinking they paid for it. She said, would you like me to make you a sign?
No, so like somebody says hi to you, and before you say, hey, I paid. I paid for the upgrade. I paid for it myself.
I knew it. Everybody gets on a plane, I tell them that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. So we're hearing in the news, I heard a soundbite, you talking about how Canada was, they're not thrilled about the idea of becoming a U.S. state.
It is worse than I thought as far as what the travel agents, even the airlines we met with, they're not even advertising trips to America because of the backlash from the citizens.
Really?
And every travel agent we met with said, until he apologizes or he's out of office, we're not coming back. We're not booking trips there. You know, we've seen a lot of bus trips cancel this year to the festivities in Lafayette. And we had a group of 50 French speaking journalists cancel a trip. So it's starting to really affect the tourism here and across the country.
So your job as Lieutenant Governor is to bring business to the state. One of your jobs is to bring business to the state. And so you're having a difficult time doing that over the 51st state idea.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we gave out Tabasco ice cream in the train stations. And look, when you're comfortable, we want you back in Louisiana. And overwhelmingly, the response is not until he's either out of office or he apologizes.
Wow.
Are they going to feel comfortable? And look, here's where I think it's going to get worse. I didn't realize this. Canadians book trips 12 months of even further out. So a lot of the people already have trips booked are coming, but they're not booking any new trips. And it's affecting, you know, we still have a great relationship with Canadians. We've been down about 20%. I think it's going to get worse. But I understand Vegas is down like 50% from Canadian visitors.
Wow. Billy, I wanted to talk to you the other day because I was talking about this new law that gives more power to enforcement officers to do more about litter. And that that the state spends $100 million a year cleaning up litter in the state. That's outrageous.
It really is. And it's when we started this mission 3 years ago, moved it under my office, it was horrible when we looked at the reports of litter around the state. It's gotten better, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, it seems like the biggest challenge is to just change the attitude, especially in New Orleans, of the instinct to just throw something on the ground or to even throw something out of the window of your car.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's a culture we got to change. That's why we have educational programs in the schools. We have a new 4-minute video that everyone that gets a driver's license has to watch. And there's actually answers as questions on the driving test. The answers are in that video. We've got to attack this from all angles, from enforcement. And I tell you, Scoot, if you pick up litter for a day, or you get a ticket for littering, you're 80% less likely to litter again. So, and only about 20% of Louisianans litter, but they litter a lot. So if we can attack it from all those angles, we've grown to Keep Louisiana Beautiful Week from 50 groups to over 1,400 groups last year cleaning up Louisiana. So the more people we get involved, hopefully this has become a movement and it's not just a one-week thing. So we're excited about the progress, but we have a lot more work to do.
Yeah, I mentioned the other day when I was talking about this, I was talking about how, I think it was yesterday, talking about the problem with the boomer generation. And here was a generation that, you know, was watching public service announcements on television about not littering and, the crying Indian. And this is a generation that hasn't seemed to help a lot. And it might take younger generations to be the ones to totally change the mentality about littering instinctively.
Absolutely. We had over 150 schools. We had 14 universities involved. We gave out awards at the Litter Summit. Xavier got an award for having the biggest group come out and clean up before Super Bowl in the neighborhoods of New Orleans. The Xavier kids turned out, I think 200 and something college kids turned out. And so it's becoming a movement on some of the college campuses, in high schools, and in grammar schools. So, and we've got a thing, Leaders Against Litter. I ask every elected official to go speak in the schools and talk to the kids. So we've got to attack it from every angle, and hopefully one year we can take that $100 million we spend clean up litter and use it, put it to better use.
Boy, that would be nice. Are you endorsing anybody for mayor in New Orleans?
I have not. I'm pulling for Elena Moreno, but I told her I'd help her any way I could. Mm-hmm. I just think she knows the importance of making this French Quarter safe, clean, and even had the discussions about having a separate district there where the businesses and residents, and I think she's open to making some real change that we need in the city. So I'm pulling for her. I offered to support her openly, which I guess I just did.
Yeah, well, honestly, I was just about to say, you say you're pulling for her, you'll help her in any way you can. I'll tell you what you got there. You got there yourself, an endorsement.
Well, sometimes it might hurt more than it helps, but I love the city, and
I know.
I got to tell you, I got a little over 43% in Orleans Parish when I ran last time, and not since Ronald Reagan as a Republican got over 20%. So,
yeah, no, look, you're really doing a great job, and you're very effective, and in fact, you have raise the level of lieutenant governor, because that's been kind of like being the vice president. You're seen but not heard. You're just kind of in the background. You just do ceremonial things. But you have really actively taken on this role as lieutenant governor, and you've actually done stuff.
Well, if you love making a difference, and I love this state and love the people, it's easy. And I only know one way. You give 110% or you get out. And I love what I do, and we got a great state.
All right, and you endorsed Elena Moreno on our show, so
it's your fault, man. You always pull something out of me. I never know what's next.
All right, Billy, it's great to talk to you. I'll do whatever I can to help you with the litter campaign, because it's a big pet peeve of mine. There's no reason for you look at the interstate, and people are not coming from other states, and they're not saying, hey, let's wait till we get to Louisiana and then we'll throw our trash out of the window. No, it's from us. It's in our state, and it's the citizens in our state that are doing this.
You're absolutely right. And listen, we just unveiled next year in September, we're going to do a month of cleaning up our waterways, because 80% of the garbage we throw out ends up in the waterways. Wow. And we'll try to put together a live a remote with you when we announce that and we show up somewhere to do the waterway cleanup.
Oh, that would be great. Would love to do that. All right, Billy Nungesser, our lieutenant governor, very active on the job, just back from Canada. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Always, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, you too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.